daf is daf pidalad, but just to go over the Mishnah one more time, the idea of the Mishnah. We have a case. We have what's called the sugya of Anshei Chatz, Anshei Verpeses. You have a two-story house, and the way it works, basically, at least in the words Havam, you know, which is what we're going to start with today. You have the floor of the chatzar. That's one floor, and on that floor there's one set of houses, like apartment. There's one unit, and on top of that, the second floor, ten tefachim, so to speak, above that, the second floor is the mirpeses, which is like a landing. I guess you translate that word. It's like a landing, and so the way you get there is like steps or subam. In those days, there's a subam. They use the. That says to get up to the Mirpeses. And from the Mirpeses up, another floor would be the place where people lived, the second floor. Well, again, there's another few units of houses, of apartments. Now, the yisoid of this Mishnah is that when you have two chatzeris, or two floors like this, where they're not arv with each other, and there's a area between them, there's an area that they both use. So there we have to talk about, do they aser on each other in that area? Or don't they, or is mutter for one of them to use it and the other one's aser? Meaning, if the area is just as easily accessible to both of them in the same way, so then it belongs to both of them. And since they weren't ma'ariv, so they aser on each other. Because it's their area and it's their area. Or two chatzeres, for example, it's both areas. So if it's both easily accessible, so they aser each other. If they're both not easily accessible, but on the same level, in the same way, they're both, this area is not easily accessible to either of them in the same way, so they aser each other. If, however, this area is easily accessible to one, and not as easily accessible to the other, then it belongs to one of them. That they don't ask for each other, because they basically take it away from the one that's hard, and they give it to the one that's easy, and that belongs to them. That's the basic idea of here. Now, there's three usages the Gemara says right now. One is called a Pesach, which means it's easily accessible. That's an easily accessible area. One is called a Zrika, which means you have to pick it up when you're using that area. You're taking something and you heaving it 10 tefachim above you. Well, not above you, because 10 tefachim is not that high. But it's whatever this high, right? But it's what the Gemara not called ground level. You have to pick it up to the next level. That's called zrika, which not really zrika, just but that's the way the Gemara uses that word zrika. And the third, which is a hard, that's not called easily accessible area. And the third one is called shoshul, which means like lowering down to a lower level, 10 tefachim below you. I mean, you have like a ditch 10 tefachim below you or lower than that. That's called shilshul. That's also not easily accessible. So the Gemara goes through all those things, which is hard, which is easy. Okay, that's all pretty simple. I mean, it's not, but the Gemara calls that simple, right? But then what happens if you have an area which is not easily accessible to one and also not easily accessible to the other, but it's different usages? I mean, for one it's for zrika and for one it's for shilshul. One has to pick it up and one has to lower it to get to that same area. So it's that area is not easily accessible to either of them, which is usually aser. Lazeb zrika, lazeb zrika, it's aser. Lazeb shilshul, lazeb shilshul is aser. But it's going to be lazeb zrika, lazeb shilshul. This one has to pick it up, this one has to go down. So it's hard, but it's not the same. It's just different ways to get to the same place. They're both hard, but not the same hard, so to speak. So there's a machlokes amoran. That's the first time we reach a machlokes. And that is what he's having Shmuel. Rav says it's both the aser each other, because even though they're slightly different, that doesn't make a difference. They're both called it's the same accessibility. Shmuel says no. Zrika is harder than shilshul, so that's called shilshul is easy, even though it's not. But comparative to zrika, shilshul is easy, and you give it to the shilshul place person, chatzar. Or pesis, whatever it is. So now, what's with our Mishnah? Now, when you get to that, then what's our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says that when you have a tell, like a pillar in the chotzer, right, which is 10 tefachim high, you give it to the anshei chotzer, anshei pesis, right? Because for the anshei chotzer is bezrika, right, and for anshei pesis, it's easy. Now, what do you mean it's easy? What kind of mirpeses are we talking about? We're talking about, like I said before, you have the first floor, you have a landing, and on top of the landing, 10 tefachim above that, you have the place where the Anshei Merpeses live. They're called Anshei Merpeses because they go through the Merpeses to the upstairs. So now, if you have a tel that's 10 tefachim high, the chotzer needs zrika, and the Merpeses need shoshul. That's mamish the case. If you understand the situation like that, it's mamish the case, and it says in the Mishnah, give it to Anshei Merpeses. So that's a raya to Shmuel. That's the Gemara. What's the half? That's the Gemara on Beis. Again, let's just start from the bottom line there. On Amud Beis, Kasaka Daitach Mayim Merpeses. What does it mean, Merpeses? This landing. Bnei Aliyah. Really, it's what we call like a second floor, an attic. I'll use an attic, literally the second floor. V'amai karu l'mirpeses. So why are they called Anshei Merpeses? They're not Anshei Merpeses, the Anshei Aliyah. No, the kasalki merpeses. The way to get to the second floor is through the merpeses. But really, Alma says the Gemara. If that's the case, Alma kol hazeh b'shilshul v'hazeh b'zrika, which now becomes the case of the Mishnah. Noisin hazeh b'shilshul. So you see a right to Shmuel. That's the Gemara's right.
That's just the thing we're trying to figure out what it is for. It's the item in the chutzah.
What do you mean? No, the merpeses. No, no, not to figure the merpeses. We'll try to figure out the tell. Okay. In the Merpeses, which now the Gemara thinks is the same level as the Merpeses itself. Yeah, because you have ground floor, Merpeses, Aliyah. And again, I don't have a picture, but I'm saying, but you have a tel, which is 10 tefachim below the Aliyah, on level with the Merpeses, 10 tefachim higher than the ground. So that's why the ground people have to pick up, the Aliyah people have to take down. That's the Zebizrika, the Zebishilshul. So you see, what does the Mishnah say? You give the Anshei Merpeses. So that's, you see a raya. So you have a raya to Shmuel. Says, so you want to know? You misunderstood the case. Ked the Amar Avuna, like Avuna says, we're going to have Avuna later on. We're not talking to people who get to the second floor walking through the Merpeses. We're talking people who live on the level of the landing. They live by the merpeses. You don't have to walk up another flight of steps to get to the merpeses. And they walk up to the landing and then walk through straight to their houses. So now the tel in the Mishnah is level with them. They don't have to lower it onto the tel. It's the same level as them. So you just place it there. That's called Lazeba Pesach and Lazeba Zrika. So of course you give it to the merpeses. So Hachanami, just like Ravuna says it later on, we'll see in a second. Hachanami loves the Darmi Pesas. Okay, so that's the case now. We don't have two floors in the Mishnah. We have one ground floor and one floor. That's what we have in the Mishnah. Fekti Gemara, Ihoch, if that's the case, Ema Seifa, let's look at the Seifa. Pochas Mikan, if the tel or whatever, the plateau in the Chotzer is less than 10 Tfachim high, the Chotzer. The Mishnah says, if the tel is lower than 10 tefachim, you give it to the chotzer. Now, wait a second. If that's the case, why do you give it to the chotzer? Because now it's Lazeba Pesach, Lazeba Pesach. The chotzer people have to pick it up 8 tefachim. The Merpeses people have to lower it, let's say, 2 tefachim. So that's not called lowering. Lowering is below 10 tefachim. And there are not picking it up above 10, they're picking up under 10. So it should be Lazeba Pesach for Lazeba Pesach. In which case, they ask on each other. So why is the Mishnah saying, if you're right, that the case is not a Bnei Aliyah, which is above 10 tefachim above the Merpeses, it's the same level as the Merpeses, then it should be, if you have a tel that's under 10, it should be Lazeba Pesach for Lazeba Pesach. In which case, they ask on each other, similar accessibility, in which case they ask on each other. So why is the Gemara, why is the Mishnah say, you give to the Chatzar? Shouldn't give to the Chatzar. Again, I'm going to read again. If the Gemara, you're right. My lechotzer. When the Mishnah says you give it to the chotzer, it doesn't mean you give it to the chotzer. Af lechotzer. It means you also give it to the chotzer. If it's 10, you give it to the merpeses. If the tel is under 10, you give it to the chotzer. People, doesn't mean you give it to them. It means af lechotzer. And echinami v'shnei masurim. That's what it means. And they're both, they taka aser on each other. Zok the Gemara, and I'm mistaber. And it's also mistaber to teach the Mishnah that way. Why? Midiktani seifa. The medvar memur besmucha. When do we say this whole din that you give to the mirpeses? That if it's above 10, you give to the mirpeses besmucha when the tell is right next to within the daat fachim of the whole house. Ava b'muflegas, but if it's far away, afil gava yutfachim lechotzer. Even if the tell is 10 tfachim high, you give it to the chotzer. Feiti gemara, why? My lechotzer. What does it mean lechotzer in that situation? Ilema lechotzer v'shari. If you tell me it means you give it to the chotzer, and it's mutter, and it's taka mutter for the chotzer to use. Am I? That tell belongs to both of them equally. Why? Because the Anshei Chotzer, remember, there's a tell above 10, which is 10 tefachim away from the house. So, to the Chbnei Chotzer, it's Bezrika. To the Bnei HaAliyah, what is it? It's Beshilshul uBezrika. The way you understand Shmuel. The way you understand it is you have to like throw it that way, right? So why do you give it to the chotzer, right? That should be count as similar accessibility to this tell, and they should ask, and they should be, right. They both have the same access to the tell, and they should answer each other. So why do you give to the chotzer? Again, ilay me lechotzer v'shari. If that's what that line in the Mishnah means, am I v'shus travayu elamai lechotzer af lechotzer v'shnei masurim. So you're forced to say that over there. Even you, Shmuel, who you wanted to learn the Mishnah differently, you want to learn the Mishnah. There's a bnei aliyah and there's a repeses and the chotzer. You have to learn. You anyway have to learn that the Mishnah means af lechotzer. Achanami, my lechotzer af lechotzer v'shnei masurim. Shma mino. And achanami.
What
is a very hard Gemara.
When they say give it to the chotzer,
yeah.
What does that mean? According to Rav Huna or according to Rav Shmuel? Like in other words, I don't understand Rav Huna's setup.
Rav Huna's
setup is different than Rav Shmuel's setup.
Than Shmuel's setup, right? Shmuel's setup is that you have ground floor, landing,
right.
And above the landing is a whole, right?
Yeah,
that means. Right. Rav Huna says its case is basically you have
ground floor
and a landing. And the Anshei Mirpeses live on that landing. There's no floor above it.
Okay.
Right?
Chotzer
is the people on the chotzer.
The chotzer is the people on the ground
floor. On the ground floor.
The people
Anshei Mirpeses.
Okay.
Those are Anshei Mirpeses. Right? So that's what's going on here. So, yeah.
So how do the people on the upper reach this mound that is so far away?
They shoot and score. That's what they do. Yeah, it's not, I mean, you have to have good aim for that, especially if it's a small plateau. But that's why it makes it a hard, again, but the Gemara is just saying that a court, I'm sorry? Why should it be what? No, I'll say, but let's cheshbon this out. According to Shmuel, without Rav Huna, according to Shmuel, you're talking about three levels. You have ground floor, landing, and repesas. Right? Now, Shmuel considers Shilshul to be easier than Zrika. So lowering is Benachas, comparative to Zrika. Now, so Gemara's question like this. I mean, Rashi explains it. It's a very difficult is the wrong word, but it's very, you have to get yourself into this explanation. The Gemara is asking like this. According to you, Shmuel, it comes out, again, Shilshul usually is easier than Zrika. So it says the Gemara, here, since it's Muflagis, since the tell is far away from the house, so that should, Shilshul is usually easier. So, right? But now when you have Muflagis, that should balance it out, and it should be the same as Zrika. Meaning, that's Gemara understands. The Gemara understands that since usually, if you have straight Shilshul and straight Zrika, Shilshul wins. Now that you added the factor of Muflagis, that it's further away, so you have to, it's not just Shilshul, it's Shilshul with a angle, right? So that should be the same as Zrika, and that should be considered similar accessibility, in which case they should answer each other. So Feit Gemara, what do you mean you give it to the Chotzer? The Muflagis, you give it to the Chotzer. Why do you give it to the Chotzer? According to you, Shmuel should be the same accessibility, and they should answer each other. Elamai has to be after the Chotzer. That's how the Gemara goes over. Again, this is a very hard Gemara, and we didn't get to the hard part yet. But it's also hard. This is very hard conceptually. It's hard to understand exactly how the Gemara thinks. It's tasty of here. There's a lot going on here. Okay, says the Gemara Tanan. So again, we're dealing with Machlokes Rav and Shmuel over here, and we're trying to prove. Right now, the Gemara again is bringing it right to Shmuel. Tanan. It's again in Hemshech Rav Mishnah. Choya Sabor Vasela Shegvoin Asara Lamir Pesach. Spachos Kol Lachotzer. So again, it's the same thing, really. At least in the beginning of this raya, you have a boulder or choya sabor, which means you take out the when you dig a bor, you have a lot of extra dirt, and you put it around the bor. Okay, so that's right now that doesn't make a difference. So says the Gemara again. The Gemara understands again, like the Havamina before, that you have a ground floor landing and. So again, you have a case over here of Lazebizriko, Zebishosho then. If that's the case, then that should be the lumbus of this case of Lazebizriko, Zebishosho, and you give it to Anshim Ripesas. You see, like Shmuel, Fekti Gemara. Amar Ravuna, so again, Ravuna changed. Here's where the original Ravuna was. It was over here. Amar Ravuna, the Aishan Adarmbim Ripesas. That's not what it doesn't mean there's a third floor or whatever you call it, a floor above it. It means there's just a ground floor and a landing. That's it. Right, so now it's not b'shulshul to the merpeses. Not there's no shulshul to the merpeses. Now they're just the same on the ground floor. Right, exactly. So now that explains sela. That's a boulder. So that's like a tell. That's good. That's the same thing. Bor ma'ikol emeima. Because what's a bor? A bor means you dug a pit into the ground. You use the dirt to build a mound, but the bor is still there. So even though you lowered the Bnei Aliyah now, you lowered them from high up to the first floor, but they still into the bar, it's still b'shilshul, because they're not using the tell. The Gemara understands they're using the bar inside. So that's it's a vital as a b'shilshul. But as a bezrika, why is it as a bezrika? Because the anshe chotzer, if they want to use this bar, they have to heave the bucket. It's water, which the Gemara understands. They have to heave the bucket above. Right, so it's Mizrika, and that's the Zebishoshul. So, Fekti Gemara, so you still have a raya for the fact it belongs to the Merpesas. You still have a raya. By Tainach Sela Bor Meikel Meimar. By the case of Bor, even if you lower the Bnei Aliyah, it's still a Zebishoshul of the Zebizrika. So, for the fact you give it to Hashem Merpesas, it's a raya to Shmuel. And for the Gemara, I'm Rav Yitzchak Breder of Yehuda, Hacha Bebor Melea Mayim Maskinan. Here we're talking with the bor is filled to the top of the chulio. So it's a bor inside the ground, but it's filled with water all the way to the top. So that way you're using the water, it's the same level as the Anshim Repesis. So there's no shulshul there. They're just grabbing the water straight at the same levels they are. So it's the Zebanachas, for the Zebizrika. That's the case. So it's mamash like a tell now. Once you picked up the water all the way up, so it's like a tell. You're using it like a tell, which is the eye level, not eye level, but foot level with the anshei repeses, and the anshei chotz is stuff to throw the bucket up on top. So the zebenach, the bezrika, that's what you give it to anshei repeses. Fikti gemara, the chosra. If that's the case, you're going to let them use the water. You use the water to. On Shabbos, it's going to go down, and it's going to end up being Lazebishulshulazebizrika. In the middle of Shabbos, it's going to go down, and at one point in time, it's going to become Lazebishulshulazebizrika, and should ask her there, should ask her then. And for the Gemara, no. Since it's mutter, when Shabbos came in, there was water all the way to the top. And at that point in time, it was a Zeb Nachas or a Zeb Zriko, and it was Mutter. So even if it goes down below that, and ends up being a Zeb Shilshu or Zeb Zriko, it's going to remain Mutter. All the Ishtri, since all the Hotra, since what Shabbos commits, a concept we had many times in the sixth parak and parak Hadar. So here too, we're going to remain like that. In fact, you come on, no? Ad the Rabbah. Since it's going to end up going down, right? So the whole heter was precarious. The whole heter was temporary to begin with. It was oimed to become a zebe shoshu zebe zriko. So it should be also even now that it's filled up all the ritap. We'll talk with a bor that's full of pears, right? So that's why it's motor. What'd you gain? Vachasri. It's going to go down. Use the pears on Shabbos. It's going to go down. It's going to end up being... It's the same thing. Well, what did you gain by making pears as opposed to water? What's the difference? And for the Gemara B'Tivla, we'll talk about pears of Tevel that you're not allowed to use. The Mukta. You can't use them on Shabbos. So we're not talking about using this bar to take pears on Shabbos. We're talking about using this bar to put things on top of the pears on Shabbos. You're not going to end up taking the pears because you're not allowed to. The kanami, it's also meduik like that. The tani dumya the seller, shmamina. It's something dumi to a boulder. You're not just like a boulder. You're not chipping away the boulder, using the boulder, taking away pieces from the boulder and using it. You're placing things on top of the boulder. Here too, you have a bar full of pears. We're not talking about using the pears. No, we're talking about a permanent pears, right? At least for Shabbos, right? And you're putting things on top of the pears. Shmamina. So what's like the difference now? What's the difference between a bor and a seller? Both the same thing. What's the purpose of talking about two different cases if they're basically the same thing? And if the Gemara Tzricha, there's a chiddush. Diyesh min and seller the lake of the mixer. By seller's mamish no room to be making exeris. Have a bor ligzer. You would have thought to make exera zimnin the malya pears with sukkanim. This Shabbos is full of tevel. But sometimes you'll be full of pears that are not tevel. And you'll end up using the pears on Shabbos. They'll go down and become a zebe shil shil zebe zriko. So you would have thought to be geyser flat, a flat zero that's going to be also even pears tevel. Kamash etzricha, that we don't do that. Okay, atkan this point from the Mishnah. Now again, we're going to continue with Rav and Shmuel for Bryce's. Toshma. Anche chotzer v'anche aliyah. Okay, so it's the same case. So the Anshe Chotzer used anything that's ground level and ten tefachim above. This belongs to them, and the Anshe Aliyah Mishtamish the ten that are the highermost ten. So let's say if there's 30 tefachim between the ground and the Anshe Aliyah, right? So they get to use the 10 uppermost tfachim, and the Anshe Chotzer use the 10 lower tfachim, right? That's the way it works. Anshe Chotzer Aliyah Shechov Lo Irvu, Anshe Chotzer Basar Tachtoinim, V'Anshe B'Shem Shebasar Elyoinim. Ketzad, Ziz Ayetzi B'Lakoyza, let's say you have like something protruding out from the wall, L'Mata V'Asar, if that Ziz is under 10 and under, L'Chotzer, Lamaila Masara, and again here the title of Lamaila Masara doesn't mean it's above 10. Lamaila Masara means that it's the uppermost 10 of the this house, this whole building that belongs to Aliyah. Zakti Gemara, ha baini o baini, also. But if you have, what about the middle 10 tefachim? In our case, let's say if it's 30 tefachim, what about the middle 10 tefachim? Right, the middle 10 tefachim. What's that case really? That case is lezeb shlosh lezeb zrika. Right, that's because the Anshe Chotzer have to pick it on top, and the Anshe Aliyah have to lower it below 10 tefachim. It's mamish the case of lezeb zrika lezeb shlosh. Right. It means you're avoiding shilshul. If you
upper level, I'm trying to say that you want to go ceiling down, so from the floor level.
It's from the floor level down to tefach. No, down. Let me. Okay, I'm sorry. That floor level. The Anshe Aliyah from their floor down, no more than 10 tefachim. So this way, it's not shilshul for them. As long as it's not 10 tefachim, it's not shilshul for them. So that's why it's theirs. That's Zebanach Zebazrika. But between the 10 tefachim in between, that's Zebazrika and Zebashilshul. They have to go up 10, they have to go down 10. So that's Zebashilshul Zebazrika. But the mashmois of the brisa is that's Osir. So now we're reversing, we're going like Rav. You see, Zebazrika Zebashilshul is Osir. We don't say that Shilshul is easier, is comparatively easier than Zvika. Amav Nachman, no. Hacha b'kaisel tisha asar askinan. We'll talk about, not talk about the 30 tfachim above. We'll talk about 19. Okay, so that comes out like this. Ziz yetzibed lamata masara. If it's below 10, lazeba pesach zeba shilshul. So then it's for the anshei chotzer is bepesach. Anshei bepesach is beshilshul. So you give it to the anshei chotzer. Lamata masara. Right? So above 10, so there is no beni beni, right? Above 10, it's anshei chotzer is bezrika, anshei bepesach is benachas, bepesach, lazeba pesach zeba bezrika. And there is no beni beni. There's no in between. There's no case in this brisa which would be lezebezrika zebeshilshul. Just the configuration is like that. Because that's we're talking a case where there is no tenth tfachim in the middle, or any tfachim in the middle, for that matter. So there's no case in this ziz, this protrusion in the wall. There is no case where it's lezebezrika zebeshilshul. In which case? Right. So it'll be us. Nechalem. And the chalami, that's not a kasha and rav or kasha and shmul. Zeba pesach, zeba pesach. In which case? Yeah, where is the ziz at? 9.5. It's a zeba pesach with a zeba shilshul. Why? If it's less than 10. So this, why is it less than 10? It's because it's 19. It really should have said 20. You're right, it really should have said 20. 20 would have been easier. I don't know what the Gemara says 19. I think, one second. Yeah, Rashi talks about it. Why did it say 20? Yes, you're saying if it's under, if it's 9.5, so Zeb Pesach, it's Lezeh, but Pesach Zeb Pesach. And it should be also in that case. And the Bryce doesn't say it like that. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. You're right. Yeah, you're right. I hear what you're saying. Okay. Amud Beis. Toshma. And another raya from another Bryce. Okay, this is a complicated case also. If you have a picture, it'd be good. It'd make it easier for me. Toshma. Shteg Zustrois. Okay, this is like, Zustro is like a mirpesis, like a deck, or like landing, whatever, same idea. And this, we're talking about, it's right at sea level. Right? So you have Shteg Zustro, so you have two decks. What? Right above the sea. I'm sorry, not sea level, I'm sorry, right. Above the sea. Right above the sea. Right? Meaning, so these decks are literally hanging over the sea. Right? So that's what's Zulemalamizu. This one is above the other diagonally. Diagonally, and Rashi explains this within Dalat Fachem, but it's not going to be Nogea Ar Gemar today. That's just the way it is. Okay, so now the way it works is that the Gzusra is Rishus HaYachid, but the sea is a Karmelis. You can't take water out from the sea. Right? If you want to take water out on Shabbos, you can't take it from there to your Gzusra to use. So there again, this is a sugis later on in the parak. You have to make a mechitza. Now, there's a few ways to make the mechitza. There's no reason to get into it right now. You make like sort of a, you have a make a mechitza going down under the mepeses or above the mepeses or under the sea. Whatever. There's a few ways to make it, but that's the way to be matir to use water on Shabbos is to make these mechitzas.
You said with a boat.
With a boat.
Boat.
Okay. Okay. Fine, okay. So that's what this is. So now Shteg Zustroy, Zulamizu, Osul Al Yoina. This Mechitza to be matir, the Al Yoina people made it. Velo Osul Tachtoina, they didn't make it for the Tachtoina, the one underneath it, diagonally underneath it, they did not make it. So the way it works is, again, the Al Yoina, what do? They take a bucket, they lower it through a hole in the Gzustra. On around which there are mechitzas, they lower it and they draw water on Shabbos. And what do the tachtoina usually do? They, incredibly enough, what they do is they take a bucket, they throw it with good aim, or maybe with help, right? They throw it to the Elyoina, like a whole system. They throw it to the Elyoina, and then it goes down. That's what they want to do. They want to throw it to the Elyoina, lower it through the Elyoina with a long rope all the way down to the sea, pick it up, and go like that. That's what we want to do, right? We want to do it the hard way, right? That's But they were ma'ariv. Shtei nasuos. So now, not only is the tachtoina not allowed to do it, even the tachtoina asers on the elyoina. Right? And again, the way the mafashim explain is that we're talking they did mechitz b'shutfus. That's why they have a right. The tachtoina has a right to get to the elyoina. They use the b'shutfus. Okay? So now, Achi Arvu. They're both also Achi Arvu. So now let's look at the case now. The case is the elyoina is b'shulshul. The yoy goes down, b'shulshul. It's a regular. The use of, we view the water underneath as if it's an area that's unused for both of these gzustrois. That's like a tell between the anchi chot anchi repesus. There's a tell that's unused for both of them. They both have a right to it. This water is the Gemara views it like that tell. You have an area that's, so to speak, between the Gzustra Aliyah and the Gzustra Tachtoina. I mean, it's not physically between them, but it's an area that they both have a right to use. So now let's look who has the easier usage, who has the easy accessibility to that water. So the Aliyah is B'shilshul, and the Tachtoina is B'zrika B'shilshul. That's really what it is, right? So who has the easier usage? The Elyona has the easier, technically the Elyona has an easier usage, and Afapiche the Asra on each other. So according to Shmuel, should be Lazeba Nachas comparatively, and Lazeba Bezrika Vishilshul, right? So the Gemara says it's a right to Rav. That's the Gemara wants to be Shtein Asur. So what's going on? That's the Gemara's Kasha. Yeah. Because there's no Mechitza by them. Right, that the Mash can't do. There's no mechitza there. They're trying to use, the only way for them to get to the water is to have a mechitza. So they're going to use their mechitza. They're going to go, yeah.
Mechitza doesn't have to go down to the water.
Right, that's how to make the mechitza is a whole sugya. The mechitza tanaim is a whole sugya later on. We're going to get to that. And that fiyomi flies. It's going to be in a day or two, I guess. I don't know. It's soon. It's coming up. So that's what's going on here, right? They have dissimilar accessibility, and yet they answer each other. How can they answer each other? Yeah, is that clear? Okay, whatever. That's fine. It's okay. I think I should get one of these. Okay. Okay. So that's the case. So I'm of Adabar Avo Beboin Bnetachtoino. That's not the situation. The situation is not a case of Lazeb Shilshul, Lazeb Zrika Shilshul. It's a case of Lazeb Shilshul, Lazeb Shilshul. Why? Because we're talking a case where the Bnei Tachtoina, the way they want to get their water is not to throw the bucket on top and aim it into the hole and take it on the bottom. It means they go up and they stand on the Aliyoina and then the Bishilshul. And again, they have a right to do that. Obviously, we're talking in the case where they have a right to do that, right? So that's the reason why they answer each other is because the zebe shoshu, it's a straight case of the zebe shoshu, zebe shoshu. Abai amar no, and this abai is hard. Abai amar no, that's not the case. Abai amar kegoin, we're talking a case the kaimin b'toich asar da dodi. Okay, so now. Rashi is a whole Richas over here, so I'll try to go through it. We're talking with Enukimt over here, the Gzustras, and that's a private over here, and they're close to each other within 10 Tfachim, meaning they're diagonal. So till now we thought they're 10 Tfachim height from each other. So a 10 Tfachim in Erevin is always a different Rishus altogether. Says Abai, no, we're talking within 10 Tfachim each other. So now what does that mean? So says Rashi like this. The very fact that you lowered the mirpeses above doesn't make the usages, doesn't change the relationship of the use of the accessibility. It's still easier for the bnei the elyoina to get the water out than it is for the bnei tachtoina, because the bnei elyoina all they have to do is lower the bucket, and the bnei tachtoina they have to throw it below 10, but they have to throw it. Here we are saying is they have to throw it, and they have to lower it. So it's still slightly harder for the Bnei Tachtoina to get to the water. So that's not Abai's point. Meaning, of Adab Ava, what he did was great. What he did was, he made it both Mamash, Zeb Shil, Zeb Shil Shul, and then there's no question. Abai is not saying that. Abai is not saying their use, their accessibility is not the same. It's still different. It's still benachas. It's harder. However, Abai is saying that since they're within 10 tefachim of each other, that doesn't make a difference anymore. Any two reshuyos are within 10 tefachim of each other, they automatically, it's considered to have, they just ask on each other, no matter what. Even if the accessibility of a certain area is different. That's a case where we don't say, okay, let's give it to the one that has easy accessibility and take it away from the one that's harder accessibility. Because since they're within 10 of each other, they consider to be mamish one reshus, or close enough to being one reshus, in which case Chazal did not do what they usually do. Usually we say they gave it to the one benachas and they took it away from the one that's hard. But that's only when there is a difference of 10 tefachim from each other. Here where there isn't a difference in 10 tefachim from each other, they didn't do that, and even though it's harder for one, easier from the other, they still ask on each other. That's Abai's rule. Big rule over here. And it's, yeah. So that's the Tehetz to Kasha.
Because 10 tefachim is a Pesach?
What's
the reason?
I think the ten tefachim, they're just together.
Why isn't a lovet there?
No, it's not lovet. No, it's not lovet to make a lovet makes a machitza, makes, you know, but they're not enough detached from each other to call two different reshuyas legabi this inyan. That's the best way to be magdir it.
I can't think of another reason.
I don't know what that would mean exactly. I mean, maybe you're right. I just don't know exactly what it means to make up. There's no Pesach between them. If there's a Pesach between them, it would still... You have Pesach between them, they're separated from each other. They're separated from each other if there's a Pesach. I don't know if there's a Pirtza, right? There's like a Pirtza between two Chatzeres. So they ask for each other. Is that... It depends what you mean by that. It depends what you mean by Pesach. It could be that if that's what you mean, you're right. I'm saying the two reshus are just mixed with each other. They're so close to each other. It's impossible to separate. You can't tell me this reshus has this area which this reshus does not have. It can't be. They're within 10. There's no such possibility to separate the accessibility of one and not the other since they're within 10.
Horizontal 10.
They're like this, and it's within 10. Height one. Vertical.
Horizontal
within 4. They're within 4. Yeah, they're really, yeah, they're, I hope they're good neighbors. No, the Ba'ava is saying they're above 10 from each other. They're two separate, distinct reshuyas. Except that their accessibility to the water is the same, because the Tachtoina have a right, they have a right to go up to the Yoyna and use it and get to the water B'Shilshul. So now it's easy. He's saying a whole different language. He's saying that they have a similar accessibility to the water. And that's why they ask for each other. Abai is saying, no, they do not have a similar accessibility to the water. But it doesn't make a difference because they're within 10 of each other. That's what Abai is saying. Abai is saying a new concept that we've not had so far. Okay. Again, Abai, Abai, Gotham, Kabakos, Betoy Chasar, Da Hadodi.
Why do we have a problem here this is a Rubin Chatzera's problem, yeah?
Yeah. If they're Ma'arav, they're good.
Stayed in the chatzar all night.
The what?
The
No. Yes.
It's not in the house.
If it's in the house. That's
true. Even in the chatzar, you have no problem.
If
it's Shabbos in the chatzar,
right.
No problem.
Right.
So we're not talking in the house.
Yes. It's that's throughout 7th, 8th, 9th also, Prokim, is we're talking, everything started off in the house. According to Reb Shimon, right? This is not Reb Shimon even, this is according to everyone. Rashi a few times says Reb Shimon, but according to everyone, Chatz is both even without Irv.
Yeah,
100%. It's only talking in the house. That's the whole Gemara is like that. Again, it's only confusing to mention it. So that's all, the Gemara never mentioned it. No one ever talks about Lehedya. But it's Erechlam, it's only starting off in the house. Otherwise, there's no problem. You're right, there's no problem. Okay, again, Abai Amar, no. The Kamei asked Betoy Chasar Da Dodi. Velomi Boy Ka Amar. And the Gemara's case, which the El Yoyna made a mechitza, the Bryce's case, where the El Yoyna made a mechitza, and the Tachteya didn't, is Lomi Boy Ka Amar. It's Lomi Boy. You translate, I don't know how to translate that exactly, but Lomi Boy Ka Amar. Lomi Boy also Tachtoyna. Velo also El Yoyna. Not That's a partial case where the tachtayna made a mechitza, and the elyona didn't make a mechitza. So how is it used? What's the accessibility ratio between to get to the water? The tachtayna is b'shulshul, and the elyona is b'shulshul. That's mamish the same accessibility because again they're within four tfachim of each other. The namu flagis. It's four tfachim of each other. So the tachtayna gets to the water b'shulshul, the elyona gets to the water b'shulshul. So of course they ask for each other. That's going to be poshut. Let me buy karma. That you don't have to come on to within yud. They're within yud of each other. Then, in terms of their usages, the accessibility itself is enough to ask for them. Right. Lo yivu.
They didn't make it. Why they ask?
Why they what?
Why they ask? Why can't they make the wall below?
Because they. For 6 days during the week, they've been using that mechitza. They have a right on that mechitza. It's like the tell on the. It's like the tell on the chotzer. You can't tell me. You can't tell me this is. I'm going to use it. You don't use it. We both have a right to it. We both have a right to it. So that's what we ask for each other.
We had a concept before when one house builds the other.
Right. Jesus or Regal, right.
We said it was a.
Misalik one from the other. Okay, I can't often tell you I know the case. I'm saying, but that you can't be misalik them. I mean, you can't be misalik one from the other. Here, I don't know why they're. Yeah, I just don't remember the case there. But I'm saying, but you can't be misalik the entry. They have a right to this. They have a right to this. It's their mechitza too. It's their. That's how they get to the water. Again, let me buy kamar. Let me buy also a tachtoina. They made a mechitza. Velo also al yoyin da siri cave of the begoy yud hadad dadi kaimin. And this line is lav dafka. The taich is since they're within yud of each other. The asana dadi, but really they don't have to be within yud of each other. Really here, even if they're not within yud of each other, it's the zebeshilshul. They're going to ask her anyway. Lo mi by that case, el afilu osul al yoyna, for the osul al tachtoyna. So that's a slightly different. Why? Salkadai techamina, kevin de la zebenachas, del yoynes beshilshul. That should be considered benachas. Ve zebekoshe, and the tachtoyna is harder for them to use it, because they have to throw the bucket up top. And lower it down. Let us give it to the one which is Tashmish Benachas. Let's give it to the El Yoino, since that one is Beshilshul. And the bottom one is Bezrika Beshilshul. Kamash Malon, no. They do ask for each other. Keva the Begoy. Asar Kaimin. Asar Nadodi. Since they're within 10 of each other, they ask of each other regardless of the accessibility to the water. Okay, right. But since Shmuel, this is what Rashi explains. I agree with you. I think it's a good point. But since Shmuel, right, we're giving a raya against Shmuel. This is Shmuel talking now. Shmuel's telling me matcha raya. So since Shmuel goes into the. He goes in proportions, even if they're both hard, right? That's really the machlokes around Shmuel. Rav says, listen, this is they're both hard. I don't care that one is slightly harder than the other. It doesn't make a difference to me. It's considered equal. And Shmuel says, not like that. Shmuel says, no, I look at even subtleties, even subtle differences in the use that I look at it. So that's what we consider here to be lazeb kosher, lazeb nachas. We haven't had a case like this before, so you have no cash on a different case from before. You're right. Before we had said, if it's under 10, it's not considered bezrika. But that was only proportional to another case where it was less than 10 to the other person also. So that's why we never had a case like this before. You see from here, you're right, it's a chiddush, but you see from here that Shmuel went so subtle that even a zrika that's under 10, he considered to be slightly harder, and that was enough for him to be mechalik. You're right. That is a chesh we've seen this gemara we have not seen before, but there's no kasher from anywhere else that we had. I looked into it. There's no. I couldn't find a kasher on this. I also had the same point. You see from here that even less. All of a sudden, less than 10 is Zrika, which we haven't had before. You're right, but that's what Shmuel does over here in this configuration of usages.
According to Rav, the lower guy is not going to be able to use it at all. He's us or he's
in which case?
If you're saying that.
Rav doesn't go so detailed. Rav says, Zebekosha, even if one is harder than the other, they're both aser. You can't be mesalik the one that's harder, you can't push him away. So both could be, according to Rav, Rav is the one who says that if it's the both hard, they both have not easy accessibility, then they answer each other. No matter what, even if one is slightly easier than the other.
Now, if one is slightly easier than according to Shmuel,
then you give it to the one that's...
He can't even use it.
Oh, according to Shmuel, yes. Right.
He won't be allowed.
If it's a let's say it's a case of above 10. Right. Let's say right? And for this one's Vashilshul. And if it's a Zvik of Vashilshul, right? Then according to Shmuel, the upper guy would be able to use it, and the lower guy will not be able to use it. Exactly right. That's a Gemara thought he has a right to Rav, because the Shnei Masurim. So you see, you don't give it to the upper to Yoina and take away and be Mesalak the Tachtoino. You see, they're both the same. That's where the Gemara had a right to Shmuel. The Gemara says, no, the case is different than you thought.
And the difference between whether it's Pachos Miasar or more than Asar
is the, now that the Vishuis are mixed together and we don't look at usages at all.
And then everybody's
the same.
Don't look at usages.
So then they weren't Arav, they asked for each other.
Then everybody's out of luck when they're close.
Correct. That's what it says Shnei Masur in the Brisa. Shnei Masur. They're both also. It's slightly easier for it doesn't make a difference. All that is irrelevant when it comes to within yud. Okay? Ki hodam av nachman v'shmul. This Abai's idea over here, that it's within 10, they ask for each other, you see already from Shmuel. What's the case? Gag hasamach l'shus harabim. Okay, so you have a case where you're like this. Okay, you have Rishus HaRabim, you have Amir Peses, and you have a Gag. And there's a person living in a house, he has a deck, and Rishus HaRabim, and a Gag above it. Okay? Gag is over Rishus HaRabim, Tzarech Sulam Kavur La'atira. Now, here we're talking where the Amir Peses, the landing, is under 10, Tfachim. So now, the Bnei Rishus HaRabim, and this is a whole new concept now. It's hard for me to explain it in under 2 minutes. The Bnei Rishus HaRabim and the Baal HaBais they're within 10 of each other to the Mirpeses. The Mirpeses, since the Mirpeses is under 10, so, and when it comes to the Mirpeses, right, they're mixed. They're mixed with each other. The Bnei Rishus HaRabim and the Mirpeses are considered to be the same Rishus since it's under 10. So now let's talk relative to the Gag. Now the Gag is 10 Tzvachim above that. Right? So now the Baal HaBais has easier access to the Gag than the Bnei Rishus HaRabim do. However, since they overlap on the Mirpeses, since the Mirpeses is within 10, and they overlap in the Mirpeses, so we mix the Rishos now, and now the Baal HaBais cannot use his Gag, even though he's easy access, he cannot use his Gag, unless he makes some sort of an action to be Mesalik the Bnei Rishos HaRabim. That's what Shmuel said. That is a very schwer statement, because what the Bnei Rishos HaRabim, what in the world they have a right to use his Gag for? Right? So again, we shouldn't talk about this. How can they ask on him? It's his house. Right? How can they, right? The whole time we're saying that the Tachtoina, they build the Mechitza together, all of a sudden, right? Okay, so they have to make Ukimtas that. So they use it the whole week, they use the Gag. It's not so often. You know, every 12 speaks about it. That's the Rishayim speak about. But that's what he said. What? Yeah, the Rishayim always use it. He lets them use it all the time. So now comes Shabbos, he's in trouble. He can't use his own Gag because the Rishayim should have him answer on him. So you see this idea? My time affecting him. How can they ask? Again, I'm sorry. Gag asav Rishus HaRabim, Tzach Sulam Kavul Atira. The Baal HaBais has to put a Sulam there, and the Sulam is going to be Mesalik the Bnei Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara Sulam Kavul in Sulam Arai Loi. Sulam Arai is not going to be good enough. Why? Because they answer on him. My time, Allah Mishur, the Kevin, the Betoy Chasar, the Hadadi Kaimi. Since there are mixed together within Asara, Asan Hadadi, meaning not Hadadi, the Bnei Rishus HaRabim are going to ask on the Baal HaBais. Isn't that the reason? So you see like Abaye, you see Abaye's concept over here in Shmuel, muscular papa, no. And there's again a whole new concept with 30 seconds left. V'dilmak shirah mekatfen alav b'kumta v'sudro. Papa, how do you know? There's no raya. Maybe there is no, maybe the 10 idea is not true. Really, the gag is above 10. Is above 10? It's above 10. So how could the Bnei Rosh Hashanah ask for the Baal Bais? No, they use it for light things. Light things. So light things is not called Bezriko. Light things is not called Bezriko. So the, what are you telling me? The Baal Bais is easy access to this. How could they ask for this? Is it Bezriko? It's not Zriko. It's above 10. Every time it's above 10, it's Zriko. No, we're talking about using light kumta v'sudra. I don't know, hats, I don't know, whatever. Hats and scarves. It's light things. So that's why it's not called Bezriko, it's called Benachas to them. Unbelievable.